Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I like that big voice guy. Our pal, Denton Day, the Denton Day, produces for Kevin Sheehan Show, Burgundy Gold Game Day, all over the place. Our buddy Denton joins us to break down the college foosball. If and when Ohio State wins this national title here, Denton, do you think fans will still want him fired?
No, my long-lost uncle Ryan Day will not be have calls for his head if they win a national championship. As big of a rivalry as Michigan is, and as much as losing to Michigan sucks, a national championship trumps all of that. So he'll be good if he wins it, when he wins it.
I'm going to go back to tonight's game. Let's just start there. We got a kickoff a few hours away in the semifinal round here. Notre Dame gets past Georgia, and now they take on Penn State. Who do you like tonight? What can you tell us?
Slight lean is in the direction of Penn State, which is crazy because that means James Franklin has to win a big game against a team that has been in the Power Four conferences for more than a calendar year, which is insane to predict. But I like what they have offensively a little bit more in terms of the versatility than that of Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame is a great running the football team, but if you ask Riley Leonard to throw, can he? Will he? That's the biggest question with them right now, fellas. They don't have a quarterback that I trust to go out there and make throws. And it's not like Drew Aller is this absolute, you know, next coming of a quarterback, but he's a little bit better than Riley Leonard when asked to perform. So I have a very, very slight lean in the direction of Penn State.
So for Penn State, they've had a pretty, if there is such a thing in a college football playoff, we haven't done this before, Denton, so this is all sort of trial and error. But Penn State's had a fairly easy road as far as those things go in terms of getting to this point, and they might end up in the national championship game, probably playing the worst of these four teams, with all due respect to a Notre Dame squad that's pretty good. So A, just do you agree with that? And B, what tweaks need to happen for this format as we go forward? This is year one, so some hiccups are expected, but what would you change?
I would change the way that they seed them. Once you get your 12, you should then seed from that standpoint, right? And you need to really emphasize that getting a bye is a good thing, because what happened was Oregon, who beat Penn State, their first matchup was against Ohio State, the juggernaut, whereas Penn State, who loses in that Big Ten championship game, gets SMU in the cold in an arena that's nearly triple the size that SMU is used to playing in, and then they get Boise State. So, like, you have to be able to, once you get the 12 teams, once you get all those things settled out, to then seed from there, because if you do that, there's no opportunity that Penn State is going to play the two teams they start off with simultaneously. And then inversely, the number one team is not going to get this juggernaut that is Ohio State, because you can say, all right, you're in this, but we know Ohio State is a little bit better than what they were going to end up being seeded as because of some of the buys in the conference alignment. So I think once you get the 12, you then have to reseed from there to figure out who should be what number.
Denton Day, you hear him before Commanders games here on a 106.7 The Fan. Of course, produces the Kevin Sheehan Show. Notre Dame, a 1.5-point favorite tonight for a kickoff slated for 7:30 against Penn State in the 7-6 matchup. And then tomorrow's game, as we have five straight nights of playoff football collegiately and in the NFL. Number 8, Ohio State, in terms of the seeding of the 12 teams here. And number 5, Texas. Ohio State, the Buckeyes, after shredding Oregon, 5.5-point favorites. Do you think Texas can knock them off? And the Buckeyes have just looked like an absolute machine in their two games here.
I think they have the best opportunity, but a lot has to go right. And a lot of that is going to fall on the shoulders of Quinn Ewers, the guy that this time last week was rumored to be a $6 million quarterback on the open NIL market when he eventually leaves Texas. Can he actually prove to be that? Ohio State's offense is so good because while we are in this era, fellas, of transfer portal, if you look at their defense, they got a lot of dudes that have been there for a couple of years. That's a real big benefit to have. Everybody's locked in. I think Sark for Texas is the best offensive mind in college football. So him going up against Jim Knowles the defensive coordinator for Ohio State. That's incredibly exciting, but I don't think they get it done. I think Ohio State, they're going to win the national championship. At this point, anything less than winning the national championship for Ohio State should be considered somewhat of a failure.
Super quick, can you believe Carson Beck is transferring? You mentioned the portal. That seems crazy to me. What better situation is there than one of the three or four best programs in the country?
There is none, but fellas, I'll tell you this. If old Riverboat Ron gets the Jets job, they're going to draft Carson Beck in the sixth round next year or 2 years from now and say, well, he was the number one overall pick at one point. This is turning out to be Sam Howell 2.0.
Good thing.
I don't know how he thinks going to a worse program is going to help him out, but go for it, son. If the money's there, you might as well chase it.
Well, are we sure that he's choosing to leave and they're not telling him they like their other guy
more? Other kid?
It's probably a little bit of both, but generally speaking, if you're going to go, if you're going to put your name in the NFL draft and then decide to take your name out of the NFL draft and hit the portal, it's usually because people in the NFL said, this is probably not it. And then Georgia was like, well, you might also not be it too. So it's probably a little bit of both. But right now, Georgia just lost. They lost another quarterback earlier this week. So they're down two quarterbacks. Now they're going to be very active going against somebody else.
Denton, die.
Denton, die.
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 Day, Bruce Allen style, day on Grant and Danny. Thank you, Denton.
See you, buddy.
Fellas, appreciate it.
All the best to you, sir. We will see you in studio tomorrow.